All right, guys, we are here at Comic City 2 in Madison, Tennessee. It's another Nerds of the Square table. Today I have got
Crimson Chris,
Gomer,
Larry, myself, Jules, and we're going to talk about some things. Things I'm going to start it off with.
Geek stuff.
And
I thought it was Geeks of the Square Table.
Oh, it's Geeks of the Square Table.
Is it?
What I've been posted to the website.
Geeks of the Square Table.
Either way, Geek Nerd.
Send us feedback. Let us know what you think.
Let us know. We haven't really decided on a name, but it's please
tell
us.
It's something. And the table is square.
And yeah, the table is kind of separated in the middle.
It's parallelogram.
But wouldn't that be awesome? Couldn't we just have a rhombus table?
Yeah, a rhombus.
Can somebody make me a rhombus table?
An octagon?
Internet, make me a rhombus table. Anyways.
I'm sure it's out there. What is that, Rule 15 or something? Yeah.
Come on, Internet. Anyways. Something I want to talk about today is nerd appropriation, or nerd culture appropriation, because I've got some things to get off my chest.
It's a generational thing.
It may be a generational thing, but it's in my generation, so I feel like I can call out my generation for this.
Your thesis.
What's up with the fact that me and my girlfriend went shopping the other day, okay? She wanted to buy some clothes. That's fine. We go into Forever 21. What?
You're great for going with her.
I'm great for going with her. You know, she comes with me to the comic book store. I owe to go with her.
She doesn't come with you to the comic shop enough.
She doesn't come enough. And she doesn't go very... She doesn't go shopping.
I mean, look at her. She's an attractive young lady. She'd be kind of scared to hang out with most of the comic book guys in here, probably.
Please. Well, anyways. She doesn't go shopping that much, so it evens out. We go to the store, and Forever 21, they have Star Trek shirts. They have Marvel shirts.
TNG
shirts. I mean, they've got stuff that I used to wear.
That used to belong to
that
you.
That used to belong to me. And it's faded a little bit. Like, it did belong to me. Like, I feel like they just went into my garage.
Oh, man. No, I hate pre-aged clothing.
But
it's like such a poser method. It's like,
forget that it's pre-aged, because there's nothing we could do about that.
Yeah.
But the fact that people walk around, and I'll let Batman go, because everybody knows Batman.
Yeah.
But people walking around in a TNG shirt who don't even know Picard's name, they just know it's Patrick Stewart, that dude who's in the X-Men movies. Why? Why you gotta hurt me? Why do you hurt my feelings?
I think you're offended.
I'm offended. But you know, at
you
the
feel
same...
You've been hijacked.
I feel like I've been hijacked. But at the same time, and I appreciate it in this way. I'm going to play devil's advocate here.
Yes, go ahead.
I appreciate people who have no idea what I was into as a kid. People used to pick on me.
Yeah.
Now like wearing that. Now think that's cool and are interested enough for wearing the shirt to find out what it is.
We call those hipsters, and I'm hipsters.
But at the same time.
It's now retro hipster.
Retro hipster.
Well, now here's the thing. Hipster, being a hipster, became the hip thing, so even the hipsters didn't want to be hipsters there for a bit. Because, you know, there's trendsetters, and hipsters are people who want to be the trendsetters, but really are actually just following somebody else.
It's like that guy who walked around, the guy who invented the high five. You know, he walked around left leg in like the first 6 months. You know?
And here's the thing that hipsters, if you really think about it, like break it down, guys who want to do or into whatever first.
Yeah.
That's us. Let's just be honest. Geeks, nerds, we are all about... Yeah, that's cool, but Windows 95 is the best thing. I don't care about Windows 8.
Nobody's going to watch Farscape except a nerd.
Except a nerd.
There's nobody says, you know, I'm going to watch this Farscape thing.
That's not a hipster trend, Farscape or anything.
But
is it not now? Is it not?
No,
because definitely a hipster.
Yeah, Firefly, but a hipster. Exactly.
Wait, hold on. You want to get on this? Sure. What's your name, sir? Yeah.
My name's Jeff.
Jeff, nice to meet you. Jeff walked into the store.
We're joined by random customers.
Jeff is going to sit and talk in with us as we're having this conversation
about Firefly.
You said it's hard to be understood when you're different. And you were talking about many different skin tones and the problems with that. It all merges into one thing about being completely in your own zone. I think that people don't see that. They see that hipster shit, and they want to put it out there so that everybody else can be that way. But in all reality, they're just making themselves more fucked up in a way. You know what I'm saying?
No, totally.
Is it all individuality? Even if they are copying someone else, isn't it their own?
Well, you know, and here's...
But is it cool for someone to... jump on board the next generation, like he's saying, buy a t-shirt that has TNG on it when you've never seen an episode. Just because it's in Forever 21, it must be cool now.
Yeah.
Well, that's
I think that's the point he's making. He feels that his culture has been hijacked. You know what I mean?
Right. And it has. But at the same time...
Aren't you happy your culture's been hijacked?
I'm a little happy.
Your culture's freaking popular now.
Yeah, it's cool that my girlfriend bought a Star Trek shirt.
I can definitely say that I've been a Batman fan my whole life.
Yes.
And I love to see people, like, knowing who Batman is and wearing his stuff. But I do agree with Jules. Like, I do hate when people have, like, a Dark Knight shirt on. They're like, oh, man, I love that movie. But, yeah, Batman's cool. Like, yeah, I love Christian Bale. Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
because that's not the Batman.
Well, you know, like, originally. 15 years ago, it would have been like, I love George Clooney. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so. I hear this all the time, like, oh, I love The Walking Dead. I want to reread the comics so I can remember what happened the first couple of seasons.
Whoa.
And I strangle people.
Yeah, they're missing
the main point. Oh, what do you mean? It was a comic first?
You know what?
Yeah, I'll be for like 10 years before the show.
Yeah. I'm glad you brought that up because at my job, at GameStop, I was working, and this lady came in, and she wanted to buy the Walking Dead game for a kid, and she was buying Survival Instinct, and I was telling her, look, you don't want to buy this game, I'm going to be honest with you, this game's terrible, it's my job to sell you games, but I feel bad if I sell you a terrible game. She's like, well, she loves the show. I told her to just watch the show, you know, and I said, like, there's another Walking Dead game made by Telltale Games.
You can download.
Yeah, you can download it. You can buy the disc. It's really good. She was like, oh, that's cool.
They're doing a Fables. Right, Telltale's doing a Fables, too.
Yeah, he's got it. That's awesome.
That is awesome. So that's awesome. We just saw that.
It is.
For those who can't see what we're seeing, it was awesome. I'm sorry, you can't see it on
there. 32 gigs, like you said, my man.
Yep.
Can't ever go wrong. Put whatever you need on there.
Exactly. He's got a GameStop card.
See? And he's got the
silver. He's probably one of my best customers.
Already.
I come in here all the time and check for new manga and stuff.
There you go.
You know, haven't really seen anything that I care for, but I love this place.
Attack on Titan, do you watch that?
What now?
You watch Attack on Titan?
I knew this was going into this conversation.
You gotta get on it. It's one of the best.
There's an anime out. There's a paper anime out.
And I hear there's even this review show that talks all about Attack on Titan.
Weekly Rex.
Weekly Rex. If you haven't watched it, it's the worst show on YouTube right now. Starring myself and Crimson Chris.
Yes, you gotta watch it.
It is us yelling at each other.
You know, like...
Oh, I totally
is
forgot.
Is it still individuality?
If we can order any manga you want.
Yeah.
I think it's pronounced manga. That's okay.
Manga.
On what side
manga, made
on.
Manga, hey, tomato, what? Tomato. Stop,
this is how I look at it. Whatever, if you're misenunciating something you like, as long as you like it, who the hell cares?
I'm from Texas. I reserve the right to pronounce everything however I want.
Exactly.
So the lady that comes in,
South Dallas,
she's like, well, what is this game based off of? And I was like, oh, it's based off the comic, the original Walking Dead story. Mm-hmm. She was like, it's a comic?
Mm-hmm.
And like, it was, I'm going to be honest, it was a dagger to the heart.
Yeah.
I've been reading that comic since it came out. When it was in the singles, I didn't know what the hell it was. I just knew it was zombies.
Red. How come the movie Red gets a sequel and the comic Red doesn't get a sequel?
Nope.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah,
it's because it's making more money.
Exactly. Boom.
Kick-Ass.
The only reason it gets comic sequels is so it can get movie sequels.
Well, forget that. Mark Millar is a pretty good writer.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, but he gave up on the comic and started having to give him an ending for the movie.
Yeah,
before the comic.
Exactly.
I'll tell you this, everybody.
They've already started production on a Hit Girl movie.
Yep. Yes. Has a piece in these comics, graphic novels, manga, whatever. When they make it into a series, it's not just the production crew or the artist that gets it. It's every single person that has their name inserted in. They get a piece of it.
Yeah.
So they're down. They're like, you know, we don't need that. We don't need a sequel. We'll get it from the movie company.
Yeah.
I'll be honest right now.
And then maybe they don't have to pay them. Once they've used their...
If they buy the copyright trademarks and stuff like that.
But if you're a comic book... Hold on. But if you're a comic book guy, you're struggling, especially if you're doing manga. You know, you're not working at Marvel or DC.
Nope.
You're struggling. If a movie guy comes to you and says, hey, we're going to buy your license, you're going to jump on that.
Absolutely.
No matter how much they pay you. And if that thing makes $1 million, you're shit out of luck.
And you can't wait for hipsters to get on it.
You can't wait for hipsters to get on it.
Hold on.
Speaking of license that get bought, Hackslash was bought to be a movie, and there were like 2 years of issues it was soon in the works to be a major motion picture, and... That would have been the most ultimate movie. It is like the serial killer kills serial killer.
But why didn't it get picked up?
I don't know.
Because
somebody bought the rights.
I don't think they bought the full rights, though. I think the owner...
They made it.
They made it. It's in the vault somewhere. It got made.
Oh, they made the movie.
Yeah, they made the movie. The movie has been made. For those who don't know, the Hack Slash movie was made.
I will say this right now.
They just, they can't release it.
So distribution and ownership is
somewhere in space right now.
I'll be honest. I actually just started reading Hack Slash. It's amazing.
Is it?
It really is good. It's so good. Nobody recommended it. I just picked it up. I had an extra $20.
Yeah.
I picked it up, and that was the best choice I've ever made in my life.
It's great. Here's how I found about it. Okay. There's a Dead at 17 about this chick with a miniskirt and an axe who comes back to life, made from a guy in Dallas who self-released called Viper Comics.
That's,
Josh Howard's his name. He only puts out whenever the hell he wants to, which is not nearly enough.
Yeah.
And he can't finish a storyline for crap, but it's great. He writes it and draws it himself.
It's terrible,
it's a great
but
book.
It's good.
It's good.
And so I'm like, okay, I like zombies. I like killers. Okay, I don't like your traditional superheroes.
Yeah.
So, man, all right, this comic has what I want. Some hot chick in a miniskirt with an axe. What more do you want?
What do you need?
And so Mark tells me, you should read Hack Slash. Chick in a miniskirt with an axe. Okay, and ever since then, boom.
It's really good, man. Like, I like lore. I love reading stuff where they do things with lore. I love it, and they definitely do that. So, yeah, if you haven't read it, I recommend it. It'll be on that show, Weekly Wex.
Speaking of which, things that have been picked up and put into series and stuff like that, if you've ever read Blood Plus or Blood Sea,
Blood,
that was all picked up in the same manner, you know what I'm saying? Like, they came to the artist and told him that if he would start production on an anime instead of the manga, that they would buy his trademark. Okay, they bought his intellectual property rights and not the trademark, so therefore they took it out from underneath him. He still prints and publishes stuff, but it's all taken out from underneath him. So basically, he holds a trademark, but he doesn't hold his intellectual property rights.
To the movie. He just has the rights to do
right.
The
so the series that's out, when you watch it, is being hurled through like Funimation or any of those companies like that. But the manga itself is still being published by him.
Huh.
So, I mean, like,
that's
broken into
segments.
Well,
that's how Superman, they still have to put the creators of Superman on the DC books.
Yeah.
And while we're on the subject of converting stuff into movies, I can't let this go by without saying,
I knew it.
Screw you, Uwe Boll. You know, I mean, okay.
Because, hold on.
All right. First, Blood Rain. Oh, let's make, you know, there's too many movies about leather-clad vampires out there.
Yes.
So instead of taking a Nazi hunter vampire that's trying to fight for good, let's go ahead and set it in medieval time and still clatter in leather, because a medieval vampire movie's never been done before, and
but
it had nothing to do with
the
story.
That wasn't direction, though. That was writing.
At least they weren't sparkly vampires.
Exactly.
No, that's true. Exactly. But here's the thing with Uwe Boll. Uwe Boll has this Ponzi scheme with Germany.
Go ahead.
All he has to do is, hey, Germany, I want to film in Germany. And for those who don't know, most countries in Europe will pay you to film the whole movie.
Yep.
In their country.
Well, they understand the economic impact of it.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. And so Uwe Boll is just Ponzi-ing Germany and just say, yeah, I'll film in Germany if you want to give me some money.
The only director I hear
but
a bit more crappy.
Rampage. Amazing movie. He does, every once in a while, he'll put out that
amazing
movie, and then 90% of them, total crap.
But the only person I hear get more crap as a director than Uwe Boll is Michael Bay. And they pay Michael Bay out the ass to do the movies that
because
people
you know what
crying about, but yet make millions of dollars.
Because it's so easy to make a movie that looks awesome.
Yeah. Oh, you're right.
That has no story, because guess what? A lot of people will go see a movie who don't feel like paying attention to anything.
Yeah.
It's just going to be really pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael Bay movies look...
Or Star Trek.
Easy.
Speaking of Star Trek, R2-D2 is in both of the new Star Trek movies?
Yes, he is.
Yes.
Yeah, he's debris in explosions.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Isn't that awesome?
Now I'm going to have to go back and buy that shit in those damn movies.
All right, so...
I don't want to watch those movies again.
Yes, you do.
You were just talking about Michael Bay.
Yeah.
I was going to say...
The Island?
Not even that, man. Like, ooh. I'm going to talk about this new Ninja Turtles movie he's got.
Oh, that's lower.
Oh, my God. Okay. So Ninja Turtles, for anybody who is, like, at least 25, you know who the Ninja Turtles are. You know who they used to be.
I want the rubber suits back.
Yeah,
give me the childhood nostalgia.
Before we let Crimson continue his point, let's all just...
Go Ninja, go Ninja, go!
I was gonna leave Ice-T alone. Here's my whole thing with the Ninja Turtles movie. I've gotten all of them. I don't need them. I got them in my life. They were the best the way they were. The dialoguing was solid.
Number three was Taito because
they were in Shogun armor.
Can
I get a high five for that?
They went to but Jim Henson had died or whatever.
I know, and that sucks. But the Shogun armor is had those figures. I don't care. Even if the movie was terrible.
And then it popped
the toys.
The new Turtles show did a special, like a final special.
Yes,
the final where they went back and joined up with the 80s Turtles.
It was so awesome.
I didn't watch any of the rest of the show, but that episode was amazing. And they go back to the 80s Turtle, and it's 3 o'clock. We got to rescue April. We always have to rescue April at 3 o'clock.
Even better, at the end of it, the final episode, they meet the comic book turtles who kill Shredder.
Who kill Shredder in front of them. Black and white.
Yeah, and they all make fun of the fact that they're like, what's up with the multicolors? That's so lame.
Grab the paper. Turtles is better than paper.
Turtles is better than paper.
I'll say this. Michael Bay is known for the guy putting explosions and everything.
Yes.
He's known for being the guy who will take something amazing and just turning it into a summer blockbuster. And in this Ninja Turtles movie, I'm gonna ask the question: how do you take Ninja Turtles and add explosions for it to make sense?
Here's what's gonna happen, and I'm gonna say this, and it's gonna break your hearts.
Don't do this.
But I'm gonna put money: Casey Jones, Shia LaBeouf. Or whatever.
Oh god, you say that's horrible, but I could see it happening.
I don't know who's playing him,
but Sandwiches is in the movie.
You don't know Sandwiches is Megan Fox, and we call her Sandwiches because everybody likes Sandwiches for a little while, and then you got to get real food. That's what it is.
You can't do sandwiches forever. After a couple sandwiches, you're like, you know what? I feel like I'm going to make a real whole meal.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know if it tastes fine. I can eat yakisoba every day, all day,
but ramen can't eat ramen
all
day.
You can't eat sandwiches all day.
You can't eat sandwiches all day. After their first couple sandwiches.
If you haven't had sandwiches in a while, I'll tell you this. I've seen Sandwiches and what she looks like as April O'Neil.
She looks okay.
But this is my thing.
She get the red hair.
This is my thing.
No, they're not going for that.
She has a yellow jacket. Everybody, calm these right now.
One at a time. I got ears, guys. I want to use.
I got the hammer. I'm gonna say this, and then I'm gonna pass the hammer. This is what's going on. This is my question. We all know that the turtles in this movie are supposed to be aliens. And this is my question. Do they come from a planet of fully grown turtles that know kung fu? And where does Splinter come from in this? Because he comes from a planet of full-grown rats.
I heard they retconned that.
That
broke my soul in half.
Yeah.
Right.
That doesn't make sense. No. It's like
Wolverine. As far as looks go, hold on.
Before we're gonna touch on that, they actually did do that.
That was
in the comics'
original origin story.
Yes, he was an actual Wolverine.
An actual like Michigan animal.
What?
No, does everyone forget the whole Wolverine got the adamantium pulled out of him by Magneto and he was de-evolving?
Yeah.
His healing factor was so good, it was healing his evolution as a human being, and he was de-evolving into an animal. His nose fell off, his stature got smaller, his bone structure got bigger, his muscles got bigger, his brain got smaller, he got dumber, and eventually he started to look like a Wolverine. His hands became more paw-y.
As far as comics go. comics
go. As far as art goes, it looks cool.
Yeah.
As far as plot goes, it's one of the dumbest things you could read.
It worked
then. And then you got the adamantium put back in him. Because you find out the adamantium.
Then he became a super Wolverine.
He became a beast and started killing people for no reason.
For the record, Wolverine is super.
Yes. Yes. And then Apocalypse put the adamantium back in him and made him dead.
Yeah.
And that's how we fixed that. Because we could. They didn't know what to do. They're like,
Wolverine was the coolest dad.
I'm trying to remember her name.
And he was the coolest Apocalypse.
Yeah, oh, that's right.
It is right.
In case y'all were wondering what the hammer comment was about earlier, is we do actually
we have a
speaking hammer, which is a giant Thor hammer.
For the record,
if we were to go for typecasting based on looks on April O'Neil, wouldn't we love to see Allison Hannigan in something?
Oh,
of course we would. Allison Hannigan?
You know,
of course we would.
So Allison Hannigan, skin tight leather, yellow.
She would be
I mean,
I would free buy that DVD.
Have you guys seen Dredd?
Yes.
Chicken Dredd would
be a
great April O'Neil.
Yeah, the psychic.
She would be a great
She's a great actress. She's a great looking character.
I got a thought.
What if they're going to change April O'Neil so much like that, why not put a sister in there?
I agree with him. Make her black.
Make her Asian.
Make her Asian. It makes more sense for the story.
Wasn't April O'Neil originally in the comics supposed to be Asian?
Because she had dark hair.
Yes.
Remember, she was...
Yeah.
Eastman kind of drew her a little Asian.
That's because he couldn't draw eyes, but yes.
No.
That's awesome.
That's exactly why.
I mean, I've dealt with
that. That's why the main characters are turtles, not
people.
You would not believe me unless I brought my birth certificate in. My mother is English, Dutch, and Japanese.
Awesome.
English, Irish, German, Dutch, Belgian, French, Native American, Indian, and Japanese.
Wow. Every racial group.
American.
Yeah.
America.
Exactly. What else we got? I watched the new Star Trek movie.
I liked it. I didn't like the hats.
So I can understand
like the hats.
Why April O'Neil could come across with red hair but still be Asian.
Exactly.
Yeah. There's Asian people with red hair.
Exactly.
That happens.
That would be so fun. That would be hot.
I'd be okay with that.
What? Are you breaking stuff?
I did break this little thing.
I don't think
it was worth much.
Oh, new Image comic out, Zero. Art in it kind of sucks.
Oh, I kind of like it. It reminds me of Aha.
It's like, let's not do any detail.
Satellite Sam is through them, right?
Oh, dude, are you reading Satellite Sam? Because it's, I like it.
Dude, I don't mind the art. I kind of dig the art.
I haven't had a chance to read it.
Like Aha's heart.
But,
Aha.
Yeah. I don't know, I'm more of a detail-oriented art. I like very much Terry Moore's art style and Echo. I like that kind of,
I loved Echo. Do you read all of Echo?
Actually, I'm still reading it.
Awesome.
I have them all in single issues.
Are you reading Rachel Rising by Terry Moore?
I haven't.
I got smoke.
Did you read?
Does anybody else smoke?
Whatchamacallit?
They do.
Half of the crew smokes.
But
I will say, I'm going to get on DC real quick.
God.
Yes.
I've been talking about.
For the record, when we were saying half the crew smokes, they were referring to cigarettes.
Oh, yeah.
Cigarettes.
And I am not one of those.
I'm not one of those either.
I'm not one of those. Well, I guess not half.
Actually. Three-fifths of this right now.
Okay. Anyway, DC. Anyways. I've been reading DC's Villains Month and all that stuff. I mean, some of them I really like, some of them I don't care for at all. Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to talk about.
Oh, really? Awesome.
Yeah. I read Riddler last week, and it was the shit.
I heard that they made Riddler awesome again.
He is a badass.
Like, Riddler was like a C-villain for Batman.
He blew
somebody's
arm off.
Oh, dude. I forget which one I picked up
the other day as far as the villain, but I went through and counted. There were 15 pages of ad and 16 pages of story.
Oh,
that's
not
ridiculous.
That's not good.
That's
at all.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, Newsarama's doing a thing where they go over all the villain tie-ins and sort of judge it based on its influence on Forever Evil.
Yeah.
And like one or two of them have had just the slightest little, like the Black Manta one.
Yeah,
I didn't know. Because his story kind of evolves in Forever Evil with the Trident. But he's kind of like pissed off because he didn't get to kill Aquaman.
Right.
And if you look at the preview for Forever Evil 4, he's part of this new Legion of Doom anti.
Yeah.
You mentioned
the ad space.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. This is why
ads.
I love all things manga because if
no
you
ads.
Manga, there are no ads.
Well, here's the thing.
And it's also all black and white.
Okay. There's no ads really in the trade paperbacks either. Yeah. And when you're talking about manga, you're talking about trades. You're not getting monthlies of these.
Right.
That's not his fault. It's just because
they've skipped the monthly. Its manga has mutated.
I get the
off
dual
of
press
trade
release.
Paperbacks.
Yes. I get the dual press release.
A lot of manga, I'm not sure if they could do it in a month to month.
Well, they used to.
Because they
but
just,
it was
in Dragon Ball Z, they stand around for 18 pages just doing nothing. I mean, there's not a lot of action.
This is
you'd have to change the manga completely.
Well, this is what's going on right now. Is all the scanlation, all of that has made it possible for dual release dates.
Mm-hmm.
So every time something comes out, I get it.
Awesome.
It's just right there.
Yeah.
I think that's amazing because that does open up doors for month to month, even week to week possibilities if they're working fast enough. The one thing that I am dying for manga wise is High School of the Dead. What happened to High School of the Dead?
I remember that, and they're supposed to do season two of that. There's
Sato got hurt in the tsunami, and it's like, dude. You busted up in a bed. I know your arms ain't broke, dog. Like, you need to be drawing out some stuff, and your brother needs to be writing. And you only put out 1.5 chapters since the tsunami.
That's so. And that's my thing. I don't know manga that much. But as far as I know, it's all written in Japanese.
Yes.
Yeah, and then they need someone to translate.
Why can't it be manga? Why can't it be womanga?
Womanga. Womanga.
This is
it needs to be translated for any other audience besides the Japanese audience.
I get into that.
Yes,
right?
I do, and I know which ones to avoid.
Christian, this is a PG-13 show. You're going to walk your black self.
The BL.
Well,
that was not very PG there.
They're always like,
I'm brown.
The problem
between
Yuri and Yaoi is that half the characters, you can't tell what sex they're supposed to be anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. We're derailing this. We are derailing this.
I think that's part of the
right
appeal.
Now.
It is
derailing
that.
Like,
that everybody looks like a 13-year-old girl? That's part of the
I honestly think it is, which is...
If
yes.
you pick up all the genres, especially when you get into Ekai or Ecchi, when you get into it, you're like, okay, what's going on? And every single character has a BL moment, that bi love stuff.
Yes.
Yes. About. It's like,
they're not sure.
Real close to each other.
When
I first
got into manga like forever ago, I used to hate shoujo stuff. Because in all the shoujo stuff, everybody was really, really slim and had like the same two hairstyles.
Yeah,
the
long arms.
The super long Yu Yu Hakusho arms, you know? And it got on my nerves. Yu Yu Hakusho, by the way, is awesome.
Okay.
Speaking of Dragon Ball Z, how many Dragon Ball Z characters does it take to change a light bulb?
Over 9,000.
Only one, but it takes him 5 episodes.
That's like me and my brother will be in our house, like in our apartment, and he'll just do something. All of a sudden, he'll be like, doing the power up, and then he'll lift his hair up and stick it up, and I'm like, you're cracking me up, dog.
Oh man.
But
what else we got? The new Walking Dead show.
Okay, and my next order of business. Having spoken about Star Trek, how does everyone feel about J.J. Abrams doing 3 Star Wars films?
You know,
or the next 3.
I'm stoked.
Hey, all I can say is
it's not just the next.
Misa can't do a worse job than Misa did.
Yeah,
That's all I can say.
Yes.
I'll say this. No matter what anybody tells you, I'm actually excited for it, and this is why. For one, it's a new person doing it.
Yeah.
Two,
it's a breath of fresh air.
It's going to look good.
Yes.
It's going to look amazing.
Even if the story is, even if nobody talks during the whole damn movie, the explosions, the space fights,
I think personally Lucas needs to get a grip on things. I think he really does.
He does.
Lucas has given everything up. He's like, I'm going to sit back and collect my action figure money and die of a heart attack in a couple of years.
Well, let's all think about this.
I think he was done. I think he was spent.
I think he
was like, okay, I have an idea for 3 more movies to do the first 3. Crap. I already committed to that.
Spin him and stretch him so thin. All the damn video games.
The video games. He had to have his hands on
everything.
He had to control it all. And that's got to wear a guy out, man. When you love something,
you know what?
I'm so disappointed.
Kirkman got the rights from Lucas to do a comedic TV show that happened in between episode 3 and 4, and Disney has tabled it.
Yep. I don't blame them. I don't blame them either. They don't want the comedic thing. They want to push it serious. They want to ride all that other stuff that they've been riding. So action, action, action.
Disney is the company who's picked this up.
They own Disney, Star Wars now. Just like they own everything Marvel except Spider-Man, the FF, and the Mute.
And here's my other thing.
Disney's going to take over the world. They own everything I love. Disney everything I grew up loving.
Here's the other thing.
Disney bought Walmart.
Dude, they have everything.
No. Here's the other thing, though. Everyone agrees.
Walmart, Walgreens.
Now, Steve Jobs, he was on the board of Disney.
Yep.
Because of his involvement in Pixar, yeah.
Pixar, yeah.
He saved Pixar.
So, I mean, and Apple owned a lot of Pixar, and Disney Pixar are one and the same.
Well, no, let me correct you on all three of those.
Sorry.
At first, Steve Jobs still owned Apple stock. And
right.
Because of his deal with Pixar, he still owned Pixar stock.
Right.
And now
that's how Pixar bought out Disney. The other way around.
I mean, Disney bought out Pixar.
His stock became Disney stock.
So basically he slid in.
So whoever inherits his stock is going to own. There's reasons for someone to own Apple and
the
Disney.
The Jobs family. There's a Jobs estate now.
Right.
They're going to do like activities, work, and they're going to do charity and things like that with the Steve Jobs name. Steve Jobs was never a big charity guy, though. You know, so they're not sure really how they're going to do that. But go ahead. Sorry to...
I'm saying...
I hate Steve Jobs. He stole every idea he ever had from Gene Roddenberry.
Yeah.
He didn't really steal the ideas. He just took other people's ideas and packaged them. He remodeled them.
You know what?
Chrysler.
Here's what I'm going to say. Everyone seems upset that Disney bought Star Wars.
I'm not upset.
At least they can put out decent movies.
Exactly. I don't know if they're going to be decent, but we're going to get movies.
Well, here's the thing.
As long as they finish the story, I think people will be happy.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, people like us who aren't.
Oh, they are never going to finish the story.
Well, who's not involved in Star Wars, though? You know, I think it's got
crackheads.
It's got people who have just had care nothing else about anything else except crack.
I mean, we do live in Madison. You know,
But all right. You were talking about J.J. Abrams. Are we only going to get 7, 8, 9? Or are we going to get the Boba Fett movie? And the Princess Leia when she was young movie? Or the...
Well, Disney's going to crank out a movie every 2 years.
You know what they need to do, I think? I think that they should do what DC did. You know how DC Nation has, like, they got all their animated movies about all the comics that we actually give a damn about?
Yes.
They need to do that and just have, like, some animated movies about these things that are just really well... produced.
Not the current Riddick movie, but the Riddick movie before that came out.
Chronicles of Riddick.
Okay. They put out an anime movie in between the two that was
good,
really,
really good.
And I would love to see more stuff like that.
I think Star Wars has taken advantage of animation, but they've really dropped the ball, man. Because they're not telling good stories.
I have a recommendation.
Go ahead.
I know you guys are Cowboy Bebop fans.
Everybody. We can all agree
about
Bebop that.
UT. Okay. UT, so you can only find it on like one or two websites, but it's amazing.
Okay.
It's the storyline of the two female bounty hunters that were attached to him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like in the... I think it's the 4th or 7th episode.
Yeah.
Two female bounty hunters, the team.
Yeah.
It's their story, but it also has the other characters kind of plugged in the background.
That's cool.
You will see the rest of the story that you didn't get to see, but it's not necessarily from the main characters that we know and love, like Faye and everybody. It's not them. It's the other two, but you see everything that's going on.
We don't get a lot of manga talk.
We don't get a lot of manga talk.
You know what? Does everybody remember Outlaw Star?
Yeah.
Yes. I have... The collector's set on DVD.
You know, it has a spin-off show.
It was like Cowboy Bebop, only a lighter, a little more comedic.
Yeah.
I definitely liked it.
Rare.
Yeah, but no. Does everyone know that Outlaw Star had a spin-off show called Angelic Lair?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Heard that.
Or something like that.
That's the name.
But it was about... that dinosaur cop dude and that chick that tried to arrest them.
Yeah,
they have a whole show.
Oh, guitar chick.
No. Remember the one episode? There's like that dragon lizard guy, and he's like a police cop, and he has like a partner with ears.
Axe Cop show.
Yeah,
it was I've never read Axe Cop, but I watched that first 15-minute episode, and I'm like, Alright, I know it's written by a 5-year-old, but that kid has ADD.
Dude,
I'm just saying.
Just like every cartoon in the 90s. Remember X-Men in the 90s? You had to be a child to watch it because everything happened so quick.
I can still watch it.
I can still watch it
now because it's awesome, but when I was a kid, it was the best because the story was so quick. It was like the episode starts off and Wolverine's like breaking shit, and then the end of the episode, they're like, Beast is dead. What the fuck happened to Beast?
Thank you.
Well, no, what about the intro to the 90s where Wolverine jumps from behind the horizon,
naked in a bush,
to the foreground. So he like leaps tall, bound buildings like he's Superman or something.
I was always puzzled as to Storm, like where did she really get all this stuff from? Like, you know, she's a mutant. You know, she's from Egypt, Africa. You know, that area. But you never really are told why her hair turned white, because it wasn't that way at all. If you remember, something didn't.
Oh wait, wait.
Like, didn't something
they established? That's what she has up. Her hair turned white when she was a kid. She caused an awful storm. And she didn't mean to.
Stress.
And the debris fell on her.
She was stuck.
That's why she has claustrophobia. She was stuck and she was screaming.
Now she doesn't have claustrophobia.
I know.
That was the worst part about the show.
Panther.
Because every time she did something cool, they put that bitch in a box.
Behind me in a box.
Yeah, they put
and
that
her
bitch
voice in that was does not hold up.
No,
as far as
does not
make,
hold
yeah,
up.
They make her sound like Queen Storm.
Yes.
Speaking of Next Generation, 90s animation, Gargoyles has had the cast from Next Generation voices on Gargoyles.
Xanatos is Jonathan Frakes, number one.
A lot of those too, don't they?
They directed.
TNG actors direct a lot of those Gargoyles.
No, check this out.
Jonathan Frakes and Marina Spirit, main characters.
I'm going to ask you guys this question. I'm going to ask you guys this question because this is what I personally want to see.
42.
Oh.
Check this out.
If you didn't get that,
remember,
by the way,
you just
stop listening.
That was one of my favorite shows ever. I just drew Goliath for school, all this stuff. Okay, do you remember the first two episodes of Gargoyles? It was the episodes about how their past, right?
Yeah.
How they got
castles
right.
brought.
Yeah.
And stuff. Yeah.
If they took those first two episodes and made that into a movie, would that not be the shit?
Yes.
Hey,
we have the CG tech to make it happen.
I still have the plastic board with the plastic stickers that you could take off and put on and make different scenes. I still have that. Yeah.
You know what else I still have? The little board game that came with the first pilot. Did anyone have that? The interactive board game that comes with the tape that is the pilot?
Can I just say that Goliath was the coolest person
so cool.
in the world? He's not even a person. He's a gargoyle. But he was the coolest.
Goliath? The whole show was full of awesome characters.
It was,
I mean,
man.
And here's the best part.
Even
in the original, Goliath was the only one who has a name. Him and, what's her name?
Brooklyn had a name.
Yeah.
No.
He gave himself a name.
They all gave themselves.
Oh, they gave themselves names. Yeah.
Yes,
the
when they came
name.
To our time, they gave themselves names.
Yeah,
but they didn't have, that's such a cool concept.
It's weird because it's different from anything Disney has ever done before.
It was so dark.
It's totally different.
Macbeth?
It was dark.
Remember the Macbeth?
The voice acting, they actually took it seriously.
I really wonder how somebody got that one.
It had to have been somebody involved in
it's
Star
like the
Trek.
Same way that it's like who saw Johnny the Homicidal Maniac and said, let's do Invader Zim, let's give this guy a kid's show. I know everything he draws involves a psychopath killing people, but
you
know what?
You were talking about Axe Cop. Skip Axe Cop, Officer Down is 10 times better cop in comics. He's awesome.
Before I head out, I got a legit question. How do you get to like working in a place like this, or just even being involved?
It's hard.
Larry's the only one who works here.
Yeah, I actually work here. It took me about 5 years to get hired. Everybody here has a college degree, and it's ironic. Like, what you have to do is you have to be a longtime customer of this store,
and then keep
and then just keep and have a legitimate career, and have that blow up in your face.
That's what happened.
And on your way down. And when you go down and you're hitting
Mark catches you.
Sometimes after you hit the ground and bounce, Mark will offer you a hand.
Mark I have to find a job around here because I'm disabled and I have seizures. I can't drive, so I have to walk everywhere. I live in Altaloma and I go to school at the medical college.
So like now this isn't a podcast broadcast over the internet, so let's not do too much personal.
No, like I'm just trying to say, like I live in this area, so like I have to find something around here, and this is one of the best places. Your store is awesome. I've seen you in there before.
This area is the Madison, Tennessee area. We're next to the Home Depot shopping center, next door to Monkey Joe's and Dollar General, and in between H&R Block. So the Rivergate area, North Nashville, Tennessee, for those of you, if you're listening to it outside of the state of Tennessee.
Stop in, say hi.
Stop in, say hi.
And then everybody will feel better.
You'll
get comics.
You can say things about stuff.
Yes.
With us.
Come in on a Wednesday and be part of the podcast.
Come in on a Wednesday.
And be part of the cast. Only if you have an opinion worth hearing, which is everyone has an opinion worth hearing.
What's your name again, sir?
Jeffrey.
Jeffrey joined us this week.
Thanks
you could
for
be Jeffrey
us.
Next week.
Yes. Everybody.
And you could be our guest customer.
Appreciate it, fellas.
And no problem. It's good having him. Glad to hear your opinion.
Aficionado of manga or all things anime.
Thank you. Nice. Thank you, sir.
Awesome.
Okay, guys, final thoughts.
Or translation.
Thoughts. S.H.I.E.L.D., this time next week, we will be able to talk about Marvel S.H.I.E.L.D.
I have
S.H.I.E.L.D.
something to talk about when you guys are done.
What else? Iron Man 3 will be out on DVD Blu-ray, and I got a Blu-ray this week. Thanks
solid.
To my buddy.
Solid.
I got a Blu-ray player. What else is happening?
That's it. Larry, final thoughts?
Larry?
Now, I'm a big fan of deluxe hardcovers for my trade paperbacks. Morning Glory, the second hardcover came out.
So
nice.
All the covers,
definitely
reads are in
that.
There, too.
Excellent.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Papers.
Nice slip cover and everything. I'm really excited about that. And
Morning Glory trade.
Boom.
Buy it. It's beautiful.
Yes, Morning Glory is a great one.
Spencer, right?
Spencer, man.
He also wrote a comic called Bedlam.
Oh, yeah. Bedlam is good.
The new Riddick. It was pretty good. If you like Pitch Black, you'll like that. Basically, just forget all the other movies. Go in, watch it. It really...
Katie Sackhoff's in it. I gotta watch it.
You gotta see it.
I'll watch Starbucks.
But check this out,
Matt.
I'll watch you do anything, too.
Okay, Christian.
Read the phone book.
Final thoughts?
So I actually wanted to bring up real quick, before we disperse, the new RoboCop movie.
Oh, yeah.
I just watched the trailer for it a second time to just really get my thoughts on it. I have a couple of issues, but I'm also excited. I'm excited because the CG in this movie actually looks really good.
Yes.
The RoboCop, the suit, looks really sleek and good.
Dead
the
or
problems,
alive.
Dead or Alive, you're coming with me.
Yeah.
He says
Ed
that.
Ed looks awesome. Ed 209 looks cool.
Ed 209.
Does RoboCop
the trailer
take place in present-day Detroit this time? Yeah.
No, it's not that bad. Detroit RoboCop's in. It's not as bad as the actual Detroit.
It's like futuristic looking.
Well, I was going to say, if it was present-day Detroit, there'd just be no one there.
Well, there's
just be RoboCop.
Where did everybody go?
You were squatting in this house. Get out.
Exactly.
Dead or Alive.
Property of Bank of America.
Dead or Alive. Where's everybody?
Yeah, where is it?
Where's everybody?
So it's like
it's just me. They spent all this money.
That's one of the problems I have with it. I know in this movie they're focusing on the character Murphy.
Yeah.
And you know,
and not the cop.
Not
the RoboCop.
Not the cop. Not RoboCop. They're going all into him being human, and his human consciousness is fighting the robo, the RoboCop consciousness and all that. And they kill him by a car bomb.
Well, here's the thing. You cannot do that death again. You cannot do the 5 minutes of him getting shot again.
You can shoot from that 70s show.
Yeah, you can't have Red, you know, dumbass.
Can't do
that. But, I mean, car bomb and he blows up and, like, all his body's
over. It might work. It might work.
How awesome would it be to see Red from that 70s show literally kill somebody by sticking a foot up their wazoo?
Here's another problem I have with it. In the trailer, you hear the guy. It's Michael Keaton, and I love Michael Keaton.
Y'all love him too, man.
So he says, you know, we need to change his image. He has this classic RoboCop suits, all silver and nice looking. They're like, make him all black. So they change the paint job on his armor. He's all
like
black,
that.
And I hate that.
Yeah.
And I can't stand it. But you see in the trailer a couple of times. That it goes from being black to silver.
Yeah.
So maybe like the RoboCop.
Halfway through they change it.
Yeah. Maybe like RoboCop, you know, him as Murphy is silver, and then when he's all cop mode, it's all black and stuff. But then when he's fighting the system, he goes back to being classic like silver. Yeah. You know.
I'm anxious to see it.
So
I'll
you're
buy
saying
that for a
the black RoboCop
I'll
is the bad guy RoboCop?
Sadly. SWAT cop.
That's what it is. SWAT cop.
I'm hoping by the end of that RoboCop movie they have a bunch of RoboCops and it's RoboCops versus RoboCop.
Yeah.
That's what I'd like to see.
That would
like,
be cool.
Like the RoboCop versus away Predator. From like,
yeah.
Gets
away from him. Yeah. Or he fights Iron Man.
Yeah.
I was going to say, Batman yeah, you know, the, aliens there's all those aliens versus Predators, Freddy versus Jason.
You know, that's actually
where's RoboCop versus Terminator?
There is. You know, there's actually a comic Batman, Superman versus aliens and Predators?
Yes.
It's terrible.
It has Green Lantern in it,
it
though.
Does, you know, but a, it's terrible.
Okay,
it's
Batman versus
but Green Lantern's yes. not in that title.
It's weird.
Yeah. And Tarzan figures out that Batman is Bruce Wayne because
and nobody
he
else can.
Him.
Yeah, he smells him. He smells him.
Does everyone remember Batman versus Dredd? And Dredd beat the snot out of Batman.
I believe
Batman lost the mess out of that fight.
I am Batman.
He literally breaks, like, pulls and breaks both of Batman's arms.
Yeah.
That's the saddest thing I've ever seen.
That's because I like Batman.
Yeah.
So.
No, but Dredd doesn't care.
Final thoughts. New haircut Jules has.
It's
pretty
great.
Sweet.
My girlfriend cut my hair, guys.
She cut
she
your
did.
Hair?
She cut
she
my hair.
School for that?
Yes.
Yeah. She's good, dude.
If you live in Nashville, if you like going to...
Good choice.
If you live in Nashville or in the Cool Springs area, you want to get a cheap haircut, go to the Aveda Institute. It's where my girlfriend works.
Elaine.
So, get your haircut by Elaine.
So it's a good night, Elaine, that you don't get
it's a good day, Elaine. It's a good day, Elaine.
Good night, yeah.
Yeah.
Does she do dreads?
I don't know. For the record, nobody letting Gomer not letting anybody touch his hair. He has the hairstyle that would be appropriate to a 70s disco.
Yes.
It's modern. My final thoughts.
I believe. Yeah.
Final thoughts. Battle of the Atoms, incredible.
Oh, it's awesome.
So is Infinity.
Infinity's great. We get double dose of Infinity
double
this
dose
week.
This
so
week.
Have lots
I'm excited
to chat about that next time.
Next week.
Love Infinity.
We're here at Comic City 2, Madison, Tennessee.
Son of Maddie.
Big magic set coming out this weekend. Pre-release.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Rocking the magic world. Looking great.
Theros.
I don't know. But anyways.
Theros. Based on Greek mythology.
Well, thank you guys. We're closing it up. Have a great week. We'll see you next time.